So the ultradian rhythm tells us that you've got about 2 hours of productive work before you start to degrade in the quality of your output. Hence, try not to spend more than 2 hours on a single task at a time. It also teaches us the importance of recovery. So it's vital that we learn how to take a step away from activities in order to give our body a chance to recover so that we can return back to those peak performance activities in our peak state. The key with this, and this is the part that people don't necessarily understand straight away, is you need to switch off whatever part of your body you are using when you are in that peak performance mode. So the reason why the tennis players were able to get recovery is because they disengaged from not only the act of performing in tennis, but they also disengaged from the act of using their mind in that rally, in that game of tennis. So they're taking everything that was happening with their mind and their body to perform during the rally and switching it off. That's why thinking about, you know, something completely different from tennis, most likely for a tennis player, they're playing around with their strings, or, you know, I actually have never stepped into the mind of a professional tennis player to know what they think about between points, but I suspect in training, you know, they are taught to obviously live every point as if it's the only point that matters. Don't think about the future, don't think about the past. A lot of it's about disengaging and only playing one point at a time. And that really is a powerful idea to apply to what you're doing. You need to focus during those periods of peak production, but completely disengage. Now, this is actually quite hard to do as an entrepreneur, because I remember when I was starting, I would love the time when I did my work, but I'd have trouble not working, in particular in the mind. Sure, I could step away from the computer, but I couldn't stop thinking about the work. I couldn't stop going over my head about the things I needed to do, the steps I had to take in the future. It wasn't a true disengagement from the process. My mind was still there. So because of that, my recovery wasn't as good. This is a really important point. This is why when you disengage and you go into recovery mode, you need to make sure whatever you're actively doing at that time is completely different from whatever it is you were doing prior to that.